The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea for Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Get into the garden with Charlie Allbone.
Summer's so close, I can almost taste it. And that means we'll all be spending a lot more time outdoors and probably in the garden. You might want to start a little DIY project in your backyard. Maybe a water feature might look great in your little oasis. But there are some do's and don'ts. Our garden expert, the greenest thumb in the country, Charlie Allbone, how are things?
The greenest thumb in the country. I do like that. Thank you very much.
Now,
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, we're talking water features today. Why is it a good idea to have one?
I love water features. I put them into almost every design I do. I think they have this amazing quality of sound. They can be emotive. They can be relaxing. And I think, you know, gardening is about contriving nature in this way that looks nice to the eye, and water is just part of that story.
Now, I woke up one morning and found that I had a water feature in my garden, but it turned out to be just a split reticulation hose that had caused a pond. Does that count?
Not quite, no, because you go out and you go, oh, rather than, ah.
Yeah, and so are they hard to set up?
They can be quite difficult depending on how complicated they are. Now, you can buy something that's already set up with a reservoir and it's got its own pump, and it literally is just plug in. And that's it. You plug it in, fill it with water, and it's off. But you've got to be aware that that doesn't mean it's going to last very long. Mm. So if you want something that's a long-term design effect in the garden, you need to be looking at investing, you know, a decent amount of money into doing something that's going to survive for a long time and have the right pumps and filters and UV filters and all that stuff, because the worst thing with a water feature is when they go stale and then they become mosquito breeding grounds.
Well, you've hit on a few things that I want to talk to you about here. First, because I'm a bit of a cheapskate, let's talk about the costs. Are they costly to maintain, and what sort of ballpark figure are we talking to set up a decent one?
Oh, look, you can buy one for sort of $500, but you can also put one in and it's going to cost almost the same as a swimming pool, to be honest with you. It all depends on the size that you go for and how complicated the water movement is. Because, you know, you can make these amazing effects where water runs downstairs. You can have bouncing fountains of like Versailles type thing. So it all depends really how much you go for it.
And you mentioned mozzies. Is that only a problem if the water stops running in the water feature?
Yeah, so it's just if the water goes still. So normally a mosquito, it'll be 10 days before you start getting bitten by a bit of still water. And that can be anything from in the base of a pot or anything like that. But you don't want to bring in, you know, still water like reflective bowls if you can't empty them once a week and refill them once a week. But then there's natural ways of getting rid of mosquitoes as well. You can have fish there, and you can run it through various filters and UV lights, and that definitely kills them off.
And are they plumbed, or do you just fill them up with water and then it sort of recycles the water?
That's where the complicatedness, is a professional term, the complicatedness and the cost comes in, because you can have an automatic top-up, because you're always going to lose some water through evaporation, but you can have an automatic top-up that tops it up as well. And then you need an overflow as well, so it doesn't just spill out onto the grass or onto the patio or something like that. So when it does fill up with rain, it gets taken off and discharged off properly.
Mm. And what, in your opinion, is the best water feature that you've ever built?
So I built one at the Chelsea Flower Show. My father passed away when I was 15, and this water feature was supposed to represent that feeling of loss. So it filled up with water really slowly over about 7 or 8 minutes. It was an enormous big sandstone bowl, and then all of a sudden, within about 3 seconds, the whole thing emptied out of a hole in the bottom, and it sort of pulsated and really had this emotive effect. And I had people who saw it on TV coming up to me in tears, saying, you know, how much it touched them, and then it would slowly fill up again. And you know, I don't like blowing my own trumpet, but it was a pretty special water feature. Yeah,
and at the Chelsea Flower Show, the World Cup of gardening, really, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes, I'm glad it worked. Otherwise, it would look like a fool.
Now, are there any other real no-nos that people need to be aware of?
I guess when it comes to water features, you have to be aware of your pool fencing regulations, which sounds crazy, but anything over sort of 300 millimetres in depth requires a pool fence. So there's sort of ways around that where you can sort of fill the base up with some sort of plastic blocks, so you still get the depth of water, which keeps it cool and prevents evaporation, but it gets around those rules. But you also have to think the rules are there for a reason. So just make sure you're safe with them and you don't break those rules.
And if you're putting fish in them, is there anything you need to be aware of before you do that to keep them alive?
I guess you need to give the fish somewhere to shelter, because birds do like to eat fish, and you can put a lot of fish in and they can disappear very quickly. So, but that's also great because you can start growing water lilies and things like that to make a nice pond, and then the fish will be safe in there.
And if you want to do sort of a, you know, sort of a cultural thing and maybe have like a sort of a, like a Japanese garden, like that's a culture where water features can be a big part of gardens. Is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, so many styles of gardens have different styles of water features in them. And like with any garden and any elements you put into that garden, the feature has to suit the style, because you don't want a bit of Japanese right next to a bit of tropical, right next to a bit of formal. You know, that sort of feels a bit disjointed. So if you do have a Japanese-style garden, then a Japanese-style water feature is definitely the way to go.
Well, I'm doing a little bit of a Japanese thing in my backyard, so I might start digging a hole on the weekend.
Dig a hole, put some pond liner in it, let the mosquitoes come in.
Charlie Albone, we look forward to reading your column in this weekend's Sunday Times and seeing you on Better Homes and Gardens tonight. Thanks for your time, and have a great weekend in the garden.
Thank you, you too.